This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. From the Auto World Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Oh, man, I need a fan in the one hand. Woo, I had to put down the wrench and get a fan because of, this week here I'm broadcasting live, of course, in the Auto World Plaza, but I'm in the, down the hall into the hot studio. No air conditioning. Why? Well, I had to live what I'm talking about. We're the word of the month here on Auto World this week, this month. We're going to make it for the whole month. That's four shows, folks. Isn't there 4 weeks in a month? Yeah, I think there is. Yeah, okay. So, for the month, the word of the month is hot. H-O-T. Because it is hot. It's in every city that we're sitting in. Hopefully you've got your fan on. I've got my fan blowing on me. No air conditioning, though. Because we're talking about air conditioning here this second hour of Auto World and the third hour, too. We're going to be taking you into the history of Auto World and also helping you with your car questions on truck questions on why is my air conditioning not blowing hot as it should. And by the way, this is Auto World and I'm your host, Mark Evans. And by that way is that I'm talking about automobile air conditioning, not your house or your apartment or your condo or your townhouse. I'm just glad you're sitting there listening and being a part of Auto World each and every week. It's an honor to be here. I'm very proud that you've actually stopped your life to pull up that radio and your device to listen to me right here on Auto World each and every week. Be a part of the show. You are the star of the show, period. Hands down, you're the reason why I'm here. It's the reason why all of us are here. Because of you. All of yous. With that said, take that cell phone. Use this number. Since 1992, the phone number has been the same. 855-660-4261. And my email address, which I'll be sharing some emails with you from our great now charter members because they've emailed me. No cost, of course. The email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Now, with that, we're going to get right into some of your sizzling questions about the heat, the hot, the why, the how come. You like it hot? Whew, your baby's on fire. I hope not. It probably is, though, because it's hot out. So you're sitting there with your car, your truck parked out there at the job site or the work or wherever you might be parking it, even in your driveway. One Auto World tip right here, right now. To help you with your heat, your hot, your baby that's on fire, purchase a very, very good, spend the money on a windshield shade. Those foldable ones, you know, that you put up inside your car to keep the heat from baking the dash. Folks, you know how long it takes your air conditioning to cool that cabin, that 1,200 square feet of space you have inside that car that you have? Well, Suburbans are that big. The cars are probably only got 200 square feet, but it takes a lot. So if you can keep the sun from coming in and cooking the steering wheel, the dash, the seat. Oh, I love the heat, the hot on the steering wheel when you grab it. My hands! No! Besides that, you're cooking the computer. I had to say something to the wife the other day, and I said, you forgot the windshield shade. Why? Because I don't have time to work on my own cars. Typical mechanic. Typical technician. Yeah, I'd much rather help you work on your car. Get your car fixed. You know why. That's right. Because I get paid. I don't get paid to work on my own car. I have to pay the parts store for the parts. So put the windshield shades up, keep that air conditioner cool, keep you cool, and do not blow a head gasket. You know what kind of head gasket I'm talking about. Well, here, if you've just joined us here on Auto World, what is Auto World? Well, I'm the host of Auto World, crazy guy. I'm the loose nut behind the steering wheel. Well, behind the microphone. That's what it's all about, Auto World. Trivia, salutes, Auto World Carfax, the little Auto World little Carfax, the word of the day. Well, this week is the word of the month, hot, of course, H-O-T. Auto racing news comes in. We do recalls. Did you know segment, like those Auto World tips. I've shared some of those with you. Of course, interviews. I love interviews. A lot of people in COVID. It's been kind of tough to get some interviews, but we're going to get more interviews for you. What happened on this day in automotive history? Some more. We actually do some birthdays, of course, here on Auto World. But all the time, every day, all the time, we have trivia questions for you to earn. And, you know, it's not hard to earn. You just think about it and call me and or email me with answering a question on the trivia. And I have one this week. I haven't had an answer yet, so let's get to it. A question for some detailed gifts for the inside of your car, outside of the car. We've got to make you look good when you show up here to Auto World, okay? The question is, who was the first automobile manufacturer to offer air conditioning in a car? Again, who was the first automobile manufacturer to offer air conditioning in a car? 855-660-4261, or email me, please do, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And I just want to do a shout-out, too, for you folks that are on a delayed affiliate radio station, taking and listening to me on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, whenever, what day you're listening, thank you. And, of course, different times throughout the United States, the time zones and all. And you're calling that number, not getting an answer. And I'm going to hold that question out to you, of course. I've got two questions, but that is for some gifts today. Of course, the question again, who was the first automobile manufacturer to offer air conditioning in a car? The answer to that question, please, that question will be carried over, okay? So you can email me throughout the week with that question. I'm going to honor that and send you out some gifts throughout the week. So don't be bashful. Talking about some trivia, let's do some trivia. I love trivia. 1939. It was back in 1939. Flashing turn signals for automobiles happened, developed by the guide lamp division of who? General Motors Corporation. They're introduced, actually, in a Buick. Back in 1939. Thank you, General Motors, for bringing us flashing turn signals. Blink, blink. On again, off again. On again, off again. It keeps my left arm from going out the driver's window in the wintertime here in Boise, Idaho, where I'm broadcasting from the Auto World Plaza. We get four seasons, and it gets a little cold here in the winter. And with that, I don't like to have it cold on my arm, only in the summer, when it's 105 out, turn the air conditioner on. Okay, now last hour I talked a little bit about, we had a gentleman that Facebook messaged me, and with that, let's do some housekeeping. And then I want to add to his question for me about air conditioning. And then we're going to talk a little bit about history about air conditioning. Facebook messaged me, Sean did, out of Reno, one of our great affiliates there, KNNR, AM 1400 in Reno and Carson City in Sparks, Nevada. And he loves the show. Thank you again, Sean. And I wanted to kind of follow up on the blowing of the hot of his 2003 Ford diesel truck. Diesel or gas, first off and foremost, folks, yes, the diesel might have a bigger AC compressor on it, pumps more freon and all that, but it still has the same components. There's a lot of parts and pieces. You got the high side hose, the low side return hose. You always want to fill on the big hose. That's the return side hose. That's the suction or low pressure side hose. If you're doing it yourself, please be careful, because it's just a push on, push off. If you've got HCF 134 freon, we all do now, by the way. I grew up in the days of R12, which now you can't get. It's like a liquid under the table of freon. It costs a lot of money, and the only reason you want R12, I've been asked, can I get rid of the 134 mark, because R12 was so much colder on my Tootsies. And no, you can't. You don't want to. Don't try to change 134 over to R12. But you can retrofit R12 over to 134. And I wanted to highlight that to you if you've got an older car. I did do that on a friend's 37 Ford sedan delivery. Oh, yeah. I took the R12, converted over to 134. He's got icicles coming out of his nose. Love it. We're going to take a little short break when we come back. How do you know where air conditioning came from? We're going to find out right after this short creamsicle cold ice cream break. I'm Mark Evans.
Nobody can fix my car. you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jesus built my car. It's a love affair. Mainly Jesus and my hot rod.
These are sensations as hard to forget as they are to ignore.
Drag racing, drag racing.
These are sensations as hard to forget as they are to ignore.
Drag racing. Drag racing.
These are sensations as hard to forget as they are to ignore.
Drag racing gets warm, doesn't it? Oh, the only time you can really drag race is on dry roads, which is in the summer. Oh, yeah, the word of the month is hot, H-O-T. Hopefully you're not hot under the collar. If you are, you're more than welcome to join in and call right here, Auto World, 855-660-4261. Love to help you. Email address. We're going to get to some more emails and share those with you that came to the Auto World Radio at yahoo.com website, email. And what we do, the crew gets through those emails. They print them off. And if you do not want me to read them on the air, just write on there, don't. No reading on air. And if you do, just say, go for it. Or if I don't see anything, I'll probably read it. Help other folks, because sometimes we all think that we're the only ones with this one that problem. No, all of us have the same problem with our cars. Let's get them fixed. Okay, now with that said, this is a question for each and every one of you to, get some detail products from Meguiar's Mother Solution Finish. I've even got a bottle of odor eliminator in there for you to eliminate the odor from your air conditioning that's been turned on. Oh, I hate that dirty sock smell. I've had some emails on that. How do I get rid of that? And let's go there real quick. With that, it's just a general question. A lot of folks turn on the air conditioner and you smell that dirty sock smell or a horrible smell. And the best way to eliminate that, no shameless plug, but Lysol antibacteria is the word. Antibacteria spray. Go over there to your big box stores and buy it. And, of course, your auto parts stores have that spray, too. But turn on the air conditioner full blast on max and then get outside the car when you don't want the recycle button on. That's where it's recycling the air on the inside. You want it off. That way it sucks out hot air from the grill work that's underneath the windshield. Fog it. It won't hurt your paint. Just spray that Lysol antibacterial spray right into that grill work that's on the outside underneath the windshield. You'll see that fog, of course, going inside your car, and it's going to fog inside that car, but it's going to kill the mold and mildew, folks. That's inside in the AC evaporator core right next to the heater core. You got mold and mildew and moisture. Why is that there? Well, the Lysol is going to kill it, of course, and you won't get that smell. I do that every year with all our cars, have to, because I don't really, again, I don't have the time to go in and replace my evaporator core because of moisture rot. There you go. Auto World tip, little air conditioning tip. That question, though, I want you to, call me and email me, too, the question, trivia question this week here on All 3 Hours until we get it answered. Who was the first automobile manufacturer to offer air conditioning in a car? 855-660-4261. Email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. A little history about air conditioning, actually. Why not? A company in New York City in the United States first offered installation of air conditioning for cars in 1933. Most of their customers operated limousines and luxury cars, folks. On October 7th of 1935, Ralph Pugh of Hoody Engineering, Buffalo, New York, applied for a patent for an air cooling unit for an automobile. I do actually have the U.S. patent number, but we don't care about the number. We care about the trivia, the history. Well, that patent number was granted to Ralph Pugh on November 16th, 1937. Now, I'm not going to spill the beans. It says here, of course, my history of who the car manufacturer is. You're going to help me with that. Again, that question is, who was the first automobile manufacturer to offer air conditioning in a car? Well, it was Bulky Units, of course, manufactured by Bishop and Babcock Company, basically known as B&B, of Cleveland, Ohio, and ordered approximately 2,000 cars. They put it in the Bishop and Babcock weather conditioner, they called it, also incorporated a heater. Cars ordered with this option were shipped from East Grand Boulevard facility to the B&B factory where that was a tip, by the way, on your trivia question. The conversion was performed at that B&B factory on East Grand Boulevard, the facility there. Once complete, the car was shipped to the local dealer for delivery to customers. They warrantied, this car manufacturer warrantied and supported the conversion. However, it was not commercially successful because, why? The main evaporator and blower system took up half of the trunk space. Though this became less of a problem as trunks became larger in post-war period, of course, as you know. We could get at least 10 people in the trunk. It was superseded by more efficient systems in the post-war years, of course. It had no temperature thermostat or shut-off on this air conditioning mechanism, other than switching the blower off. Cold air would still sometimes enter the car with movement as the drive belt was continuously connected to the compressor on the engine. Of course, as you know, it pumps freon. Later systems would be used electrically, operating clutches to remedy this problem. So, as you know, we're going to talk a little bit about the plumbing later in the third hour of the air conditioning system. But as you know, that click, if you're wondering what's wrong, here's a real simple thing. A lot of you might have been pushing that 134 can that you bought at the parts store and checking your AC, your system yourself. And I want to say a little bit about that too. But when you turn the radio off, not now because you're listening, but after the show, I want it quiet in the cab. I want the windows down. I want you to pop the hood or the bonnet for you folks over there across the pond listening. Appreciate you and all of you here or there. Because you all have, well, what it takes to make this show happen. You got your ears on. Thank you. Okay. Now, air conditioning. When you turn everything off and you're listening, now I want you to turn that air conditioning button on, whatever type you have, touch screen if it's a newer car, the old style, you push the button. You might need a sledgehammer, of course, to hit the button to get the thing to turn on. But anyway, turn it on. I want you to listen for a click. If you don't hear a click, that means that that clutch that we just talked about here and a little bit of history of the compressor, the clutch did not engage the belt, which engages the compressor pump, which has pistons in there, that's pumping the freon through the plumbing into the evaporator core, into the mechanical argon jargon words I'm talking about. You don't care about those words, but it pumps freon. Just like your fuel pumps pumping gasoline into the engine to make it run. So, there's a receiver dryer in your air conditioning unit, and that dryer's got a sponge in it. That's why it's called a dryer. If you've got a car, folks, this gentleman here that Facebook messaged me on the first hour, on the 2003 Ford F-150, well, excuse me, it's 250, because he's got a diesel engine in it. If the dryer, after so many years, has been absorbed with moisture, it will not... Literally, you're pumping moisture, water, through the system and not freon, and that way you're not going to get any cold air anymore. See, cold air in a freon, cold water is not cold in a freon system. The freon is what gives you cold air. So you have to replace the receiver dryer, and that is Sean listening to us there on, well, he's in Reno. Facebook messaged me. And listening to us on KNNR, AM 1400 Reno. We're going to come back, talk a little bit more about the history of air conditioning and taking your emails and your calls right here. I'm Mark Evans at Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNTeam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
This is Brad Bernards. Rescuers at the site of a collapsed building in Surfside, Florida, recovered more bodies and intensified efforts, including digging an enormous trench. As they run out of time to find survivors, the death toll climbed to 9 on Sunday as additional bodies and remains were found at Champlain Towers South. Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava of Miami-Dade County said at a news conference, This is Alan Kaminsky of Miami-Dade Fire Rescue on the rescue process.
Now you see a lot more activity on top with the equipment coming through and us moving larger debris. So as we see void spaces, that's where they come through, and it's a very, very slow process, because if there's anything we see, you know, we need to make sure we're going through in a very slow, methodical process for the best attempt of a rescue.
As of Sunday morning, there were still more than 150 people unaccounted for. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Show Generation Radio Show. I like discounts, and I bet you do too. If you're age 50 or older, the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC for short, has plenty of discounts available for their members. Airlines, hotels, restaurants, auto insurance, and help with your Medicare plans. What I like most about AMAC is they understand my values, and they're fighting for them every day. Unlike the other guys that just talk a good game, AMAC is actually holding to my biblical Christian American constitutional values. It feels good to belong to a true American organization. Why don't you join me by calling them at 855-696-7930. That's 855-696-7930. Again, the number is 855-696-7930, and use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg, and get your first year on me.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Sure that your air conditioner's on, of course. Got to have the AC on. Oh, yeah, blowing cold. I'm sitting here broadcasting live from Boise, Idaho, in the walk down the hall to make sure that I'm doing what I'm talking. Hot. There's no air conditioning in the hot studio. Man, they never did fix it. So anyway, we're sitting back and relaxing. And what's this? Are you hot yet? Oh, yeah, probably hot-blooded if you don't have the air conditioner on. Good to have you along. I'm Mark Evans, the host of what you're listening to, Auto World. I threw out a question earlier, the first hour, second hour here, and the question is, for some great detail gifts out of the old Lincoln Continental trunk, it's huge. Oh, yeah. I don't think, no, that did not have. It's a 50s era, and so that air conditioning was not taking up the whole entire trunk. The earlier cars, it did. The question this week, who was the first automobile manufacturer to offer air conditioning in a car? Again, who was the first automobile manufacturer to offer air conditioning in a car? Here's the email. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Phone number right here since 1992, 855-660-4261. And Roy gets me here on email. Roy says it was the Chrysler Imperial. Oh, Roy, thank you. But, ooh, you're so close, but not quite there yet, but Roy, please do. You say you're listening to us in Oklahoma City. I do appreciate that. That means, oh, by the way, Roy, I've got some gifts for you. I'm going to explain to you. Do you want some solution finish? Yes, you do. Keep that black plastic looking good on those mirrors you have on your ride. Roy, appreciate you emailing me through our Auto World Radio, listening to us, he says, in Oklahoma City. And that shout-out is a shout-out to our great affiliate in Oklahoma City. It's KZLS AM 1640, Edmond, Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Good to have each and every one of you along in between those big cities I just mentioned. All of you are welcome and good to have you along. Roy, if you would, email me back with an address of some sort that I can get you some gifts sent out to you. And he says it's the Chrysler Imperial. And in fact, with that, Roy, you're so close. So close, folks. Yes, Chrysler did have that Chrysler Airflow, didn't they? Remember that car? Well, a little more history about air conditioning, because you are hot-blooded. Of course, there was no temperature thermostat or shut-off mechanism in the old original. They just turned the blower off. Well, several feet of plumbing going from the trunk, of course, as you know, up to the front, back to the compressor that was on the engine, going back and forth between the engine compartment and the trunk, proved to be unreliable service, folks. It didn't work. Now, here's the price of the original air conditioning back in the day. In the United States, the price was, are you ready for this? $274. And I did a little bit of math, and I didn't go up to today's date. But in 2014, the $274 for that air conditioning back in 1939, in 2014 it would have run you about roughly $4,692 in today's, in the 2014. That was an unaffordable way to for people to, get air conditioning. That's a lot of money. And, of course, the air conditioning option, by the way, was discontinued after 1941. But, Roy, you brought it in from your town. I do appreciate that. And that means that the 1953 Chrysler Imperial was one of the first production cars in 12 years to offer modern automobile air conditioning as an option. So, Roy, I do have some big gifts for you and a lot of gifts for you because, yes, it wasn't the first, but, yes, they were the first production car in 12 years to offer modern air conditioning. Followed by, of course, experimental Cadillac in 1941. Walter Chrysler had seen the invention of an air temp air conditioning in the 1930s from the Chrysler building and had offered it on cars in 1941, 1942, and again in 1951 and 1952. The air temp was more advanced than rival automobile air conditioners by 1953. It was operated by a single switch on the dashboard, marked low, medium, or high. Those are the positions you could put it in. The highest capacity unit available at that time, the system was capable of quickly cooling down the square foot you have in your passenger compartment and also reducing humidity, dust, pollen, and, of course, what else? Tobacco smoke. A little bit of air conditioning. History, trivia for you. Now let's get on to another email. Hand me the hubcap. There it is. Thank you. You put everything in a hubcap. The email bag spilled on the floor. I said, God, that's noisy. Okay, I got one. It took me a little bit to get in the hubcap and get one, but I've got a new email here. And this email here is a good one. We can read it. Hey, Mark, listening to you from my driver's hot seat here in sunny and hot Scottsdale, Arizona. Oh, whoa. I'm glad you're emailing here and making sure you're tuning in and listening. Appreciate that. She says, need help with my AC. It's blowing hot air. Dropped it off at an AC repair shop this last week. They said that the air conditioning, they were air conditioning specialists. I asked, and they said they were. They checked it out and charged it. It blew cold air for about one day, and now just hot Arizona, 115-plus degrees, air coming out of the vents is 115 degrees, I think. What do I do, Mark? Do you think I have a leak, or is it a non-repairable fix? My next step, please. It's a pleasure to tune in to you every week. Keep up the good work. Mike, listening to you in Scottsdale, Arizona. Mike, thank you. Hey, I appreciate that. And I appreciate it. I got goosebumps in my arms. Because to help you and help everybody else and your question here under the word of the month, hot, Mike, you can get anything and everything fixed. We were talking and helping Sean, the Facebook Messenger site, of course, on his air conditioning. Now, you didn't, Mike, you didn't give me an idea what kind of car truck it is, and it doesn't matter. We're talking about air conditioning. All systems are about pretty much the same. One thing you want to do is, like I said to Sean, we want to look for juice or wetness, and sometimes we do have to take it to another shop. The best thing to do, there's not really anybody a specialist anymore I don't see here in the Boise, Idaho area that I'm living in and other cities I fly to and go to, where you just see the sign. We used to see the sign, air conditioning specialist, and that's all they did. Today, you can't make it on that, folks. The shops have to do a lot of other repair, even including tires, batteries, belts, etc. But hopefully, here's the key, Mike. You need to come right out and ask. Do you have one person that just does air conditioning? That's the key words. One person, I need it to do air conditioning. So one thing, if you do see a puddle there, Mike, underneath the vehicle, a lot of puddle, the juice puddle we call it, then that means yes. And that's for everybody, including Sean on the Facebook Messenger site. If you see a big puddle, folks, that is the lines frosting up like they're supposed to. It's getting cold. Frosting up and you see a big puddle, and that means that there's too much moisture also on the inside. And if you've got, here's the number, if you've got about 100,000 or more on your vehicle, no matter what make or model it is, the receiver dryer, like I was talking about earlier, that little sponge, it's completely saturated and full. That has to be taken off, thrown away, and the new receiver dryer needs to be put on. That sponge then is nice and dry. We evacuate the system, suck the water out, get all the juice out of there. We put new Freon PAG oil, which is a special oil for your air conditioning system to keep that compressor running correctly, and put enough PAG oil in, usually about at the most 8 ounces in some of the cars, so only 3 on most. That lubricates the compressor. We charge it back up with 134 Freon. You got cold air. Mike, thanks for emailing me. He just emailed me again, says he's listening on GCNlive.com. Thank you. That's how you do it. Mike, good to have you along, and every one of you. We'll be right back with a chocolate fudgesicle.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
But they ain't so bad, 'cause I got a Galaxy 500.
With no air conditioning in it. Yeah. I don't know why. I should have ordered that Galaxy 500 with air conditioning. Back in the 60s, they didn't have a lot of those air conditioners, did they? They had the air conditioner that went underneath the dash. Big, huge thing. And, oh, it worked, though. Oh, it worked. They had them in the station wagons. Trying to cool that square footage you got in that station wagon, folks, that you're driving. Today's change, it's not the station wagons, it's the Bourbons Expeditions. Hey, welcome back into the hot studio with me. Oh, yeah, I walked down the hall. I'm Mark Evans here at Auto World. Walked down the hall down in Auto World Plaza and got into the hot studio. Ah, why? Got a little fan blown because the word of the month is hot. H-O-T. We're actually helping you here today, along this whole month, with your air conditioning in your car. Giving you a little history about air conditioning, of course, and trivia throughout the show. And now it's time to actually do a little housekeeping. I just want to invite you over to the Facebook page. Mark Evans, you'll see me sitting behind the microphone, yellow coupe in the background, and welcome to our Instagram page. That address is Auto World Media. Take a look at the photo I put there, and also Auto World Radio. You'll love what we've got going on over there. Oh, yeah. And then that photo that I put up, a couple photos. Hey, Mom, look, I got air conditioner. Little boy's actually pointing at that air conditioning unit underneath the dash in the old 60s cars. Has it changed, the air conditioning? Oh, yeah. Cars haven't changed. Yeah, right. The metal dash is like what's in my 57 Chevy pickup. Metal. Oh, yeah. Today, those dashes are made out of a compound that, well, doesn't hurt your head. Oh, yeah. And they're nice and cool because the air conditioner, I hope, is working in your truck or your car. Well, that's time to get now, too, today, here on Auto World, on the second hour, camping. Are you thinking about it? The do's and don'ts of camping. I got 10 tips for you. Real simple. First and foremost, are your safety chains dragging, folks? You know, those chains that you hook up there, guys, gals, the safety chains hooked to your trailer, to your little back of your hitch on your truck. Are they dragging? Well, they didn't drag before I loaded it. When I loaded it, they're dragging now. That's called a forest fire. Get the chains adjusted correctly, please. Cut some links off. By the way, do that when it's loaded. I saw actually I'm not going to mention the brand. Forget that. It was a truck that was sagging in the back big time. I'm going, that's unsafe. I actually pointed it out to my car. Look at that one going by us. We were stopped at a stoplight, and he was driving down the road, or she was whoever. Doesn't matter. But they were towing. They had it loaded. They had all the stuff in the back of the truck, and that thing was sagging in the back, and the safety chains. That's why I'm talking about it. Ding, 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 ding. What did I see? Oh, yeah, sparks. That's not good, driving up the forest. So get your safety chains adjusted. That's a don't, by the way. The do. I mean, excuse me, that's don't let the chains drag is a don't. And get them, the do on that is get them adjusted. Here's another do for you. Make sure you have trailer brakes. Another do, make sure the trailer brakes are adjusted correctly. They need to be snug. They need to drag a little bit. Number four. This is a don't. Don't let other cars back up behind you. Come on. I might be in my Ferrari that I don't own driving behind you. And I want to pass. Can't pass that big, long 42-footer you're driving. Oh, here's another one. So don't have your tow vehicle, truck sagging. We talked a little bit about that. Get it level. Buy some airbags. That's a do. Get some airbags on that bad boy and get it lifted up using airbags. That's one of the ways you can do that. And another number seven, this is a do. Get some new shocks. Buy some new shocks. A lot of you might be asking, well, how many miles do I need before I need new shocks? All brands, 80,000 and 95,000 miles. I want new shocks on there. By the way, I just saved you from buying tires by putting shocks on that truck of yours. That's one way of saying it. Don't, though. This is a big don't. When you're pulling that big trailer or your motorhome and you're towing your toys behind you and you're camping, heading to the camping spot and all that, and you're excited the kids are with you and grandma and grandpa's in the back seat because it's a four-door Ford, Dodge, whatever brand, Ram, Chevy. Uh-oh. Dad says it's overheating a little bit. He pulls over, right? And the first thing he does, he pops the bonnet, the hood. He grabs the radiator cap. No, that's a big don't. Grab the radiator cap, twist it off. You're going to burn your hand. Sorry, I'm going to have to let you sit there for a while until it cools down, before you take all the kids' water and put it in the radiator, because you notice that it's a little bit low on water, or a radiator hose got a pinhole in it. How did the lower radiators get a pinhole in it? Another little Auto World tip before we get to number 9 and number 10 on the camping do's and don'ts. Do not drive over the tumbleweed that just went over in front of you. The tumbleweed, folks, has got big, huge, long needles. It pierces radiators and it pierces lower radiator hoses. And that just stops you from Dad going out there and putting his hand on a hot radiator cap now to put the kids' water in there. Ha ha. See? I'm trying to fix you. We're fixing you. That's number 9. Number 9. That's number 8. Number 9 on the do's and don'ts of camping. Get a transmission service before you head out. I want a full transmission service. Not just a Weasley flush. I want the transmission pan out of there, off of there, transmission filter done and out of there. Throw it away. New filter. I want the thing flushed at that time. The lines going in and over to the front by the radiator, because it's where the transmission cooler is up front where the air goes through. I want that flushed. I want it flushed out of there good with that chemical flush can. You do not do this yourself. You want a transmission shop to do that. Just ask for the full transmission service. And you'll be able to tow that big monster trailer. Oh, yeah. With that razor on the trailer behind it. Actually, one of my friends here on Auto World sent me a video and put a little sound clip to it, Eastbound and Truckin'. You know the song from Smokey and the Bandit. It was a motorhome towing a four-door Chevy pickup towing a pontoon boat. And I think there was actually two motorcycles behind the pontoon boat. Eastbound, no, you know the song. Transmission service, that's all I got to say. Number 10 on the camping do's and don'ts before the garage door goes down on the second hour. Well, the best and first foremost thing you need to do when you're camping, when you finally get there, you're packing in a lot of stuff, a lot of food, a lot of wrappers, a lot of cans, food. Pack it in, pack it out. I want it packed out, folks. And just make sure the campfire's out. Walk down to the stream, walk over to the lake, pour the water on it. Keep our planet going. Keep it clean. That's number 10 on the list. Pack it in, pack it out. Thank you for doing that. And there's your camping trip for this week here on Auto World. Whew, we got the air conditioner fixed. Again, let me throw that question out to you. What automotive part changed your life? What automotive part changed your life? gentleman emailed in. He says, tires, like you said, Mark, if you don't have tires, it's all done and over with right there. It's a rock in the driveway. Oh, yeah. And you didn't happen to tell me there what your email came in. Tires, let me know. No name or anything there. I'm not going to tell your email address, but, hey, thanks for emailing me in. We'll just keep you to protect the innocent. Tires, that's all we need to know. Maybe your name is Tires. Got some great gifts for you, though. Thanks for emailing in. And where you're listening, that'd be great. Get you some detail products to make that bad boy look good. Oh, by the way, I'm even going to throw, if you send me that address for your address, I can throw you some detail items. I'm going to throw in a little bottle of Tire Endurance from Meguiar's. That's some great product. Tire Endurance keeps that tire looking black and shiny. Make sure you got air in the tires. Also, the third hour coming up, oh, yeah, we're going to get to the word hot again, and we're going to talk about the engine tips, brake tips, and maybe some more transmission tips. And also, we'll probably more than likely, yes, we will, a little more history of air conditioning and take more of your emails. Again, that word for the month, hot, H-O-T. I want to hear from you on your problem with your air conditioning you might have. Here on Auto World, the email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And also, the phone number here on Auto World, 855-660-4261. Third hour, we're going to talk a little bit about, oh yeah, a mid-engine charger. And it's not a battery charger. No, it's a car. Mid-engine? What the heck are they doing? And for the third hour, we're also going to be talking about first time for five. That's right. One thumb and four fingers. Let's just call it one hand and five fingers. Oh, yeah. Coming up the third hour. Thanks for joining me here on Auto World. I'm Mark Evans, the host. Everyone, drive safe and motor on. Stay cool.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.